everyone knows, you know, he flew from New York to Paris in 1927, but what they don't know is he was after a prize called the Orteig Prize that that people had long been trying to win. And Lindbergh was actually seen as a bit of a kook, and no one really thought that he would he'd be able to do this. There were tons of teams who were trying to win this prize, which was to cross the Atlantic, and many that were much more better outfitted than Lindbergh, and Lindbergh, the guy flying alone, was able to do it.
And that's part of the remarkable people, I think, right now, when they're being pushed to do challenges, saying, okay, why we do this? One of the reasons is there may be somebody who wins this kind of challenge that if you just went on a just typical selection process, they never would have really made the cut.
Got a challenge like this, and you unleash people's creativity, and you unleash their energy, and you allow just numerous people to all put their best thinking into solving this problem. And if you structure it right, you can get some amazing and interesting results. And this has been going on since the 20s at least. And what's interesting is that now, only now, with new technology, social media, and just sort of the way that we live in a much more networked world, you can actually begin to harness even more people's creativity and let them build on one another, so that you can create some really interesting solutions to some vexing problems.
Out of this conference came a number of different, and the report, and we'll have it linked up on federalnewsradio.com, a lot of different things, the benefits, using prizes and challenges allows you to essentially pay only for results. We always, in government, we're always talking about results-based. Well, here you're paying only if you get results. I mean, how great is that?
That's wonderful, yeah.
But one of the parts of the report that I really loved is you have five do's and don'ts, things that work and things that you just shouldn't do. One of them is agencies must make sure that both authority and budget are in place. Make sure you can do these things. That's become a lot easier as OMB has gotten involved, but you have to make sure that that's all in place before you get started.
That's right. The OMB has gotten involved, and they issued some guidance to agencies, and there isn't an overarching authority behind that enables challenges and prizes to be used by agencies. It's different from agency to agency. So one of the key pieces of advice now is that that you ought to talk to your general counsel early and often.
Yeah.
As Melissa Patterson, who wrote the OMB memo, said. But the chief information officer, Vivek Kundra, said at the conference that he's hoping that moving forward that they'll be able to develop that authority across agencies, so that today's problem won't be the same problem that we have in the future.
One of the other issues is you have to do this in an open and transparent way, and there are times when people are going to try and get around that openness and transparency. People are going to try and cheat.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you set up a competition, and not everyone is a white hat, right? So so some folks will try to game the system, or may try to game the system, and you've just got to you can't pretend that's not going to happen. What you need to do is to know that it may happen and have your responses ready for that, so that you can make sure that that you're getting good results, but also that people are trusting the outcomes. I mean, so that's not only an issue of making sure folks aren't gaming the system, but also being very transparent in the decisions you make, making sure there's a way for people to see, how are different projects doing within the challenge, how well is their favorite project doing, so people can really trust the outcome.
We're talking to Brad Warwick. He is head of the Manicky Circle Group, and we're talking about prizes, challenges. One of the big parts of these seems like the decision about whether something is whether a challenge will even work.
Yeah, and that's really the hardest part of doing a challenge is not actually running the challenge, but it's actually figuring out whether you have a challenge-worthy issue, and creating the parameters so that people can really respond to the question that you have.
Are there guidelines? Are there some areas that work well and others that you just they're just probably shouldn't even try?
You know, that's going to be different case by case. The way I like to think about it is actually using the public for the right purpose. The public challenges are good for surfacing new ideas and using the public to vote ideas up and down can help surface the really cool ideas. But at some point, you've got to have some experts looking at these things to make the final judgments. Some challenges that
you're not outsourcing the decision making process.
You're not outsourcing the decision making process. What you're really doing is using a challenge to find the best ideas. And at some point, someone, you know, with accountability and authority has to make the decisions about okay, what are we going to go for? Another way to handle that is in the case of prizes, what you want to do is structure them so that it's obvious when someone's won it. And that's sort of one of the key learnings behind the big prizes, you know, like the X prizes, the Ansari X prize, for instance, the commercial space one, and others that are put forward by the X Prize Foundation. You need to have a really simple goal that's hard to do, but that is still doable. And everyone's got to be able to agree when it's been met. So, you know, go into space, pass a certain barrier in terms of speed. There's a challenge going on now to develop a car that'll get more than 100 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
The Progressive Automotive X Prize, for instance, which is on the government's new website, challenge.gov, which is all about using challenges for agencies. So that's an obvious one, right? When you've made 100 miles per gallon or 100 miles per gallon equivalent, everyone knows that okay, the prize has been won.
Right. One of the other parts of this report that I'll recommend is you talk about challenges in doing these prizes. One of them, which I frankly hadn't even thought about, is about embracing failure. What if this doesn't work? What if somebody doesn't win?
That's right. I mean, then you know a few things. One thing that you know is, well, maybe we're asking the wrong question, or maybe there are pieces of this question that we can ask that we can begin to tackle. So that's one of the things that can go on. Another thing to know is that, you know, it's one thing to come up with a good idea, right, that comes from a challenge, but an agency needs to just bear in mind that it's possible that you may pursue something that's derived from a challenge and it may fail because it hasn't been tested. That's just part of the game. That's part of how it works. And what you need to do is make sure there are fail safes in place and plan B's in place. And enough understanding that what we're doing is forging new ground here. So, you know, some things do fail, and one of the beauties of using challenges is that you can often find the things that have the best chance for winning, for working. But even then, you don't have 100% assurance that it's going to work.
Perfect. Anything I didn't ask you about? Let me ask one last question. One thing that people should take away from, as they're everyone's trying to do this, what's the one thing that they should take away?
I think the one thing that people should take away that I would hope agencies would take away is that the U.S. government is encouraging all agencies to examine how they can use challenges and prizes in their work, because it not only gets good results for the government and for taxpayers and citizens, but it also allows people to have a different and deeper and more interesting kind of relationship with the government, because now they're engaged in helping all of us get our work done, and that just creates a different kind of buy-in. So I hope that every agency will look at ways to use challenges and prizes in a way that's appropriate, but that will look very seriously at doing this.
And it seems like one of the big things we're going to learn, I think, over the next couple months, year, is going to be, where do these work really well and where don't they work really well?
That's right. That's right. And we may find that there's some areas where, you know, it doesn't make good sense. But there may be some others where it makes amazing sense, even in something as simple as how do we find savings in the budget? How do we figure out how to best convey non-smoking messages to kids?
My other favorite part of this report is Napoleon Bonaparte, back in 1800, had a challenge that resulted in the Preservation Prize, and it resulted in canning.
That's right, and it was won by a confectioner, you know, a guy who makes candy, and we use his basic process of canning to this day. And so it shows some of the solutions you can get out of this.